already they've dissolved it from the statement released by the information minister yesterday that I read. And so that has happened. We don't have the effort. The decision hasn't been taken. I think that we are likely to incur the wrath of FIFA because FIFA frowns on government interference. But it depends on the way we may present our, or we will present our case. If it's a bad situation that it has affected the image of the body and that it will also affect the running of football in the country and it's deteriorated so badly to the extent that the impact may be that bad, maybe if we package our message very well and make FIFA aware and act very quickly to put in place a better structure or another body that will run football, even if we incur the wrath of FIFA for a time, it may not be that for long.
What are the steps that need to be taken before such a decision is taken?
The decision to dissolve GFA, what I read, the letter I read, as I said earlier, issued by the minister, the Honorable Minister for Information, it says they said it categorically that the SA has been dissolved. So now what do we do going forward? That is a very important thing. Now we should brace ourselves to face the wrath of FIFA for a while. Maybe after explaining, I think Nigeria went through that. Definitely FIFA will frown on it. FIFA would not be happy about it. But how do we repair the damage? It's very important. Now, if we are even going to serve a punishment. I mean, anybody who teaches management and teaches motivation with a sanction is a motivation. If somebody is doing something wrong and it's been sanctioned, it's telling you that don't do that again next time, and that's going to help people to start better next time. So once we have taken that decision, we should be prepared to face the consequences. But out of that, how are we going to mop up the toxic waste, as it were, the damage caused to the brand, not only the FA? What has happened, we should not limit our thinking to only the FA. We should be concerned about image, the damage caused to the image of the country, the image of the president and the vice, the presidency, the image caused to even our footballers, everybody, supporters, media men, we've all played a part. So I want to look at it holistically. So I would argue for all of us to go to the drawing board and put in place better policies and structures that will help us to move our football forward.
On the dissolution of the GFA, Dr. Fosu Asare said government must take steps to communicate well to FIFA and prepare for the reorganization of Ghana football. He said Mr. Nyantichi should have honorably resigned by now. However, if he tries to hang on and fight a scandal, he will not be doing any good to his image and Ghana football.
I don't know why we haven't heard from him. Maybe he's reflecting over issues and all that, or maybe the lawyers are also, his attorneys are there, the lawyers are advising him, and they want to stop certain things. I don't know, but I think they also, what I saw yesterday was so damaging enough, and repairing his damage by holding on to the position will be very difficult. It will be a daunting task.
There are those who are also arguing that whatever the FA president was caught in tape negotiating for has nothing to do with football. So what is the point for him to resign?
It has something to do with his image. It has something to do with his image. And as a leader, you don't, transparency, honesty, authenticity, these are all good traits. These are all traits of an effective leader. If a leader is seen openly receiving bribe or receiving money and all that, and the way he ran his mouth and all the things he said, I mean, it was so devastating. Devastated him. I don't know, I'm really struggling to use the best, for want of a better word. It really destroyed his image. And so, if it's still going to be there, okay, they can use technicalities to court to free him. Well, that's possible. But I am looking at the image. Who will be prepared to do business with Ghana, with Nantaji fronting? Who would prepare to invest his money, sponsor the league, or sponsor anything associated with Ghana Football Association? Any corporate body, whoever has run a corporate institution, will tell you, I wouldn't want to be associated with a tainted brand. That is simple. So from that angle, then you see that, oh, it would be better for him to say, okay, I'm stepping down, or I'm stepping aside, I'm going to fight to regain my image. But if he hangs on, you and I, with all of us, everybody will be affected. The Kenke seller will be affected. Ice water seller who sells at the stadium will be affected. The granite seller will be affected. The footballers are going to be affected. Administrator will be affected. Everybody will be affected. Who will patronize our league? Who will you go to the stadium, let's say, from what we have seen? Will you want to go to the stadium to watch a match maybe between Kotoko and Hearts? I want all of us to look at it. Kwesi Nyantichi is just a little aspect of the problem. The problem, to borrow somebody's word, is gargantuan. So we should not be myopic in only saying that, oh, if Nyantichi is gone, Even if we take him out, that is the end of the story. The president himself will have to struggle to redeem his image. His future, his political future is even on the line.
And that was sports analyst Dr. Kweku Fosuasare talking there to Felix Kofi.